last Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah. To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
In the name of Allah, the Almighty, dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. This is The Last Savior from IRIB English Radio. As usual, we'll listen to The Last Savior with a new point about doubts and misconceptions on Mahdaviya, Mahdism, and related issues. Dr. Murtaza Karimi, specialist on Islamic theology, is with us today. Today, Mahdi, imaginary figure or real one?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers and sisters, and welcome to another edition of the program, The Last Savior. So the question that I would like to pose today, as mentioned by this Wahhabi scholar, is as follows. He claims that Mahdi, that is Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, is an imaginary person and personality because no one has seen him, there is no news about him, and there is no benefit from him. So he explains more in his book about the Shia doctrines, and he says that all the Islamic denominations, except for the 12 Shias, they are in a position with the viewpoint of the 12 Shia, they are against the viewpoint of the Shia denominations, 12 Shia, and they believe all the Islamic denominations except for the Shia, for the 12 Shia, they believe that he is not born, let alone his maturity, his growth, his imamate, his infallibility, and him being Mahdi. And then he continues to say that according to the Sunni scholars, and because of the verses and narrations and intellect, the viewpoint of Shia regarding Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, as I mentioned, is only an imagination because there is no sign from him, there is no news from him, no one has taken any benefit from him. Not only that, rather, belief in Mahdi has caused, na'udhu billah, evil and corruption on the earth, so much so that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about the extent of this evil. So this is what this Wahhabi scholar has mentioned in his books, and today we would like to answer all the doubts mentioned by him. So the first point by him is that all the Islamic denominations disagree with the Shia, the 12 Shia, about the concept of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. So to answer that, first of all, we need to mention that to believe in Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is something common between all the Islamic denominations, but whether he was born or not, it is a matter of discussion, although some Sunni scholars believe that he was born, but they do not believe in him as Mahdi. But the point is that, in and of itself, the fact that the other Islamic denominations do not believe in Imam Mahdi to be son of Imam Askar alayhi salam, in and of itself does not prove anything, because the basis of this claim is that only the number of the people matters, only the statistics matter. And I think I mentioned in one of the previous programs that Quran and Islam proved that it's not only about the number of the people who follow an idea, a belief, a viewpoint. It's only about the truth. أَكْثَرُكُمْ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ أَكْثَرُكُمْ لَا يَشْكُرُونَ, and so on and so forth.
IRIB English Radio, you're listening to.
This is The Last Savior, which comes to you.
False claimants to the position of Al-Mahdi. Doubts and misconception of the reappearance of Imam Al-Mahdi.
The second point is that when it comes to Shia beliefs, we we cannot refer and to resort to viewpoints of other Islamic denominations to reject the viewpoints of the Shia. Let me explain this point, which is very important. You know, as Shia, alhamdulillah, we are able to prove many, if not most, of our beliefs based on the Sunni sources when it comes to the infallibility of the prophets before and after prophethood, when it comes to imamate of the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt, the immediate caliphate of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and so on and so forth, the concept of tawassul, shafa'a, which of course are believed by many Sunnis but rejected by Wahhabis, we are able to refer to Sunni sources and prove them. But to expect Shia to prove all their beliefs in all their details by referring to Sunni sources, it's an illogical expectation. The same as we cannot expect our Sunni brothers and sisters to prove all their viewpoints based on Shia sources. So we can say that this is another answer, the fact that we cannot expect the Shia to prove all their ideas based on Sunni sources. When it comes to Shia sources, we know that for sure there is no doubt about the existence of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam and all the other features mentioned by him. The second doubt mentioned by this Wahhabi scholar is that he claimed that there is no proof to prove the existence of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. I think in previous episodes we talked about this issue in detail, and we proved that even according to Sunni sources, there is no doubt about the birth and existence of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, may Allah hasten his reappearance. Some people were able to see Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Many people have reported about many people who saw Imam Mahdi alayhi salam at the time of the life of his father Imam Askari alayhi salam and after his martyrdom. And there are many narrations from the Prophet and the next Imams according to which, I mean, they have predicted the birth of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam to Imam Askari alayhi salam.
Let's have a short break. You are with The Last Savior from IRIB English Radio.
And we wanted to confer favor upon those who were oppressed in the land, and make them leaders, and make them inheritors.
Welcome back to your listeners. This is IRIB English Radio. Dr. Karimi has spoken about doubts on the existence of Imam al-Mahdi. Now the continuation of the program.
The third and the last point, as mentioned by this Wahhabi scholar, is that belief in Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is the cause for many evils and corruptions on the earth. This is a very weird statement of this Wahhabi scholar. And he claims that the greatness of this evil is so much that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about that. Somehow we can compare that to the statement of the polytheists of the city of Mecca, because they also regarded the existence of our Prophet as a kind of evil, shar and corruption, fasad. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in chapter 4, chapter An-Nisa, verse 78, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وَإِن تُصِبْهُمْ سَيِّئَةٌ يَقُولُوا هَذِهِ مِنْ عِنْدِكَ. If something bad befalls them, that is the disbelievers, they say it is because of you, O Prophet. So the disbelievers of Mecca considered the Prophet the source of that evil. The same was mentioned by the disbelievers at the time of Prophet Musa alayhi salam. In chapter Al-A'raf, verse 31, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وَإِن تُصِبْهُمْ سَيِّئَةٌ يَتَّيَّرُوا بِمُوسَى وَمَنْ مَعَهُ. When sayyi'ah, something bad, evil, happens to them, they say that it is because of Musa and his followers. So somehow we can see that this is a tradition, a sunnah, in the previous prophets as well and our prophet. The fact that what is nothing but goodness, that is the existence of a prophet, is considered by the disbelievers, by those who do not believe in these prophets, as a kind of evil and corruption. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in chapter Al-Isra, verse 82, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وننزل من القرآن ما هو شفاء ورحمة للمؤمنين. We have revealed from the Quran what is a kind of healing and mercy for the believers. But the same book, لا يزيد الظالمين إلا خسارة, does not increase the disbelievers, the oppressors, except for loss. So this is the Quran, but as for the disbelievers, it causes them to increase their loss and misguidance.
Wherever you be, I'll be with you, 'cause you're the one, my heart is too, I need you.
We can ask this Wahhabi scholar that to read the history of the prophets. Whenever the prophets, rose, and even after the advent of our prophet, peace be upon him and his family, although the Holy Prophet was nothing but mercy for the whole mankind, but at the same time, we see that there were some quarrels between the members of the tribes and members of the families, and later they imposed some wars against the prophet. And all the prophet and our prophet, some people were killed. So can we call these as a kind of evil of our prophet, na'udhu billah, peace be upon him and his family? This is not the case. So the existence of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is again nothing but a kind of mercy for the whole humankind, and not only for the Shia, not only for the Muslims. And inshallah, after his reappearance, all the people on the earth will come to know that this is the savior that they have been waiting for. So if there is any corruption because of disbelief of the Shia in Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, na'udhu billah, it is because of the fact that many people are ignoring this fact. Many people do not believe in Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, like those people who did not believe in our prophet and the prophets before him, and they were the reasons and the causes for the so-called evils and corruptions that happened. There is no deficiency in the prophet, in the imams. The deficiency is for the people who do not believe in them.
That was Dr. Murtaza Karimi. He has PhD on Islamic theology. He has spoke about doubts and misconceptions on Mahdi's existence. We finish our today's program. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next program.
Allahumma.
In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. O Allah, protect your representative, Al-Hujjah bin al-Hassan, Imam al-Mahdi, and send salutation upon him and his ancestors, now as well as all the times. Be his guardian, protector, guide and assistance. Help him in his path and be watchful for him till you let him rule over the earth willingly and cause him to live in it for a long time.
أرضك طوعا تِرَامُ فِي